This is the 2018 Statehouse Podcast from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news and peer.
South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says he's asking the Trump administration to allow the state to require some Medicaid health coverage recipients to work to obtain the benefits. Dugard announced the proposal during his State of the State address. He says the change would apply to about 4,500 low-income, able-bodied parents who aren't caring for an infant. One of Governor Dennis Dugard's points of emphasis in his final year in office is workforce development. Dugard has worked on the issue with several governors. He also met with President Donald Trump when the president signed an executive order to encourage apprenticeships.
Through all of this, I have seen two interrelated problems in South Dakota. From the perspective of businesses and employers, our state does not have enough workers in many skilled fields. And this is a barrier to economic growth. We have companies that do not expand or that turn away business because they cannot hire enough skilled workers to do the work. Almost any business owner will identify workforce as a significant concern.
Dugard says a good education is a strong element of developing a state workforce.
We must also see this from the perspective of our young people. We want them to receive an education that allows them to find well-paying, fulfilling jobs here in South Dakota. We have an excellent education system in our state, but we must help all of our young people achieve this goal.
Dugard says post-secondary schools and government can join forces to provide an affordable education to students. He mentioned a partnership between Dakota State University, Southeast Tech, the Sioux Falls School District, and the State Division of Labor to provide tech security opportunities in South Dakota. Nearly 2 years after state lawmakers approved a half-penny sales tax increase to improve teacher salaries, Governor Dennis Dugard says he's pleased with the progress.
In the first year, average teacher pay in South Dakota increased 8.8%. We saw sizable salary increases across the state in small districts and large. In fact, some of the largest percentage actually happened in small districts. In Faith, average teacher salaries increased 24.7%. In Wabe, they increased by 26.4%. In Leola, average teacher salaries increased by 28.7%.
Governor Dugard shared the program's direction in his State of the State address. He says the state assistance has made one facet of school leaders' jobs easier.
I've heard from many superintendents that these increases have improved their ability to recruit and retain teachers. And although certain geographic areas or fields of study are more difficult, we have improved the situation greatly.
Dugard touched on several other facets of education in South Dakota, including continued work on dual credit programs that combines high school courses with post-secondary schooling. When Northeast South Dakota went through serious flooding in the 1990s, several lakes encroached onto area farmland. Producers and recreational lake users have battled for years over whether the additional lake area is for public use. Governor Dennis Dugard and the state legislature were forced to deal with the issue in the summer of 2017.
Past legislative solutions had been elusive. The situation came to a head last March when the Supreme Court said it was, quote, up to the legislature to decide how these waters are to be beneficially used in the public interest. You heard that message and went to work, and the open waters compromise you passed is already working. Today, more than 99% of all non-meandered bodies of water with managed fisheries are open for recreation.
Dugard says the compromise has created what he calls a new dialogue between landowners and anglers, boaters, and others who would use the lakes. The new law expires this June, but the governor says lawmakers will have a chance to expand that period by another 3 years. South Dakota's top Senate Democrat has proposed new legislative rules that has the nonpartisan legislative staff agency conduct investigations into allegations of harassment. Senate Minority Leader Billy Sutton outlined the change to the Joint Legislative Procedure Committee. The panel did not immediately vote on the proposal. The new rules would apply to the harassment of legislators, lobbyists, interns, pages, and legislative employees by people holding those positions. The plan requires lawmakers or legislative employees who become aware of harassment to report it to the Legislative Research Council. That agency would investigate complaints under the change. Sutton says the legislature's current harassment policy is restrictive, sparse, and confusing. He's a Democratic candidate for governor.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2018 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Connect with us on social media by liking us on the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.